Daybreak Games are the developers of the game H1Z1, which is a free-to-play, fast-paced battle royale shooter game on PlayStation 4. The game had plans to include a Maui-inspired outfit for their Macho Crate release, which players could choose to wear. The outfit, themed on the Polynesian trickster demigod Maui, saw the character in a green lover-lover wearing a Tomoko mask and featured a mashup of Polynesian tattoos and markings. The representation drew negative criticism and H1Z1 pulled the outfit from the game before the release. In a statement on Facebook, the game wrote,
"After careful consideration, we've made the decision to remove the Maui outfit from the Macho Crate release. We take cultural representation seriously in all our games and want to apologise for any offence we may have caused."
The decision to remove the game was welcomed. Karai Tiana Tairu is a Māori trademark advisor.
"It's not every day that companies admit they're wrong and pull their product so quickly. From past experience, it often takes weeks and weeks and requires negotiations and explanations. With H1Z1, it seems to have occurred very quickly, and I think they're a good corporate citizen who did the right thing."
He says the mashup of different Polynesian cultures depicted in the outfit was problematic.
"Yeah, there was a big mismatch of different cultural tāmoko and tato, and yeah, there's several other interesting features in there. And again, I think people also need to realise that all of our artwork, it has a meaning, and it's often people's genealogy, and it's personal to a person. So to mix up those cultures and blatantly use imagery like that is, yeah, offensive again in itself. I haven't found any proof that they haven't just taken that those designs off the internet, or whether they've uplifted them off someone else's photo. So there's other issues."
When Firaxis, developers of the game Civilization, wanted to include a Māori character in their game, they worked with the Māori Arts and Craft Institute to ensure their representation was culturally appropriate.
Kupe's leader ability is called Kupe's Voyage. The initial Māori units begin the game in the ocean and receive science and culture each turn before settling.
The lead designer at Firaxis, Ed Beach, said, "The tattoos are not just something you can make up because they have a lot of meaning to Māori people. The face tells a story." Karai Tiana Tairu says that cultural consultation should have taken place when creating the Maui outfit in H1Z1 too.
"There is no one Māori worldview, just like there's not just one Australian worldview. I think in terms of culture, it's important to speak to a cultural expert, someone who's well-versed in whatever area of culture you're looking at. So for this game, yeah, I would have recommended speaking to a cultural expert in the digital area, or even speaking to recognised elders of various Māori tribes in New Zealand. And they would have very quickly pointed out that Māori is one of our gods who's widely recognised throughout the Pacific, that the face mask seemed to look like it was mocking Māori and Polynesian culture. I think it would have required some decent consultation and appreciation of who Māori is, and if there was some way, you know, through that consultation that incorporating Māori could have been respectful, then yeah, but I do think that would have been difficult. And off the top of my head, I can't see any way that could have been done respectfully.
Also, associating a non-violent character like Maui to a shooting-based game also raised eyebrows.
"Using our culture for such a violent game, basically using colonial weapons and promoting violence, could also be questioned, especially as Maui wasn't a murderer. He wasn't violent. You know, he was an innovative god."
The outfit also came with an assault rifle, which some people believed was incredibly insensitive given the recent terror attack in New Zealand.
"I live maybe 300 metres away from one of the mosques. From a personal view, I was, a little bit disheartened to see that. But, yeah, I certainly agree that, many people in New Zealand would find it offensive. Promoting, those weapons, with Māori culture is, again, it's very bad timing and, also offensive."
However, not everyone was happy with H1Z1's decision to pull the outfit. On their Facebook post announcing the decision, some threatened to boycott the game. One poster said,
"Oh, good grief. Can we as a society stop being pathetic and just realise it's a game, costume, joke.
Others say H1Z1 has overreacted.
I don't think they have overreacted. They are recognising that society globally has changed, that Indigenous rights and minority rights are recognised, and there is a level of appreciating other cultures and living in a multicultural society. For those gamers who did make those comments and the various other offensive comments in there, perhaps they need to think about the real world a bit more and realise that, would those gamers be offended if perhaps we used a game, used a picture of their grandmother for something, or used an image of someone close to them in their game? Would they find that offensive? Because it's the same scenario.
I reached out to H1Z1 for their side of the story, but they did not respond to my request for an interview.